Chanukah Sameach for another year. Just in addition to the seven injuries, especially the mother and the early born son who was 7 months pregnant and was forced delivery, we should also please today have in mind, as hanging up on the board, many of you may know Rabbi Goldman, who sits and learns here with us, his father-in-law, Ernest Rosenbluth, Menachem ben Shlomo, passed away today in Bet Tevet. And again, perhaps we don't say it enough, but we very often see, we have quite a number of people who are sitting here learning half a day, a few hours a day. It's a really good thing to file in the back of your mind for your retirement plan. Retire, make aliyah, come back to yeshiva and learn. Okay. Those of you who know me know that when we talk about Parsha, Parshat HaShavua, here in yeshiva we use the term pshat. We use the terms realistic views of the various characters, of what's going on. But I have to be honest, in the second aliyah of this week's Parsha, I have no other word to describe Yosef's behavior other than superhuman. Almost supernatural. I mean, just imagine what Yosef does. He forgives his brothers. Actually, that's not even precise. In fact, that would be an understatement. Yosef turns to his brothers, who sold him, who saw him screaming and begging and didn't care. They wanted to kill him. He then sat in jail over and over, and I don't have to think about the type of physical, mental torture he went through. And when he finally reveals himself to his brothers, he says, "Va'ata al te'atzvu. Don't be sad. Va'al yichar b'enechem. Don't be angry at yourselves." Superhuman. Not just, "I forgive you." You shouldn't even be upset that you did it in the first place. Because God wanted me here. God wanted me to come to help you at this time. Literally superhuman. I almost can't imagine being as hurt physically, mentally, as Yosef was. And to be able to look at the people who hurt you, who sold you, who betrayed you, who basically caused you to spend years and decades in jail, and say, "Please don't be upset with yourself. It was all for the best." And perhaps it's one of the reasons we call him Yosef HaTzadik. I literally have no other words for someone who went through his own personal hell and came out and said, "Everything happened for a reason, and I forgive you." Yosef's a tzaddik. And anyone that has gone through such an experience, anyone who's gone through such a holocaust, when you emerge out of that like Yosef, we call you a tzaddik. Ralbag, I believe I've quoted here a couple times, Ralbag says, "I don't know, I like pshat, I'm a bit more Maimonidean, I can't accept someone being that superhuman." And he reads this pasuk and the entire Yosef story totally different. I'll quote you one line. The Ralbag says that's not what Yosef meant or what he said. V'hine amar zeh lefayes lev echav shelo yevoshu mimena. Says the Ralbag, did Yosef really forgive them? No. Did he still harbor hate, animosity, hurt down in his heart? Yeah. Did it hurt him every day that he remembered and recollected what he had been through? Of course he did. But Yosef said it because he needed the brothers to hear it. Because otherwise, they would never be able to move on and to pick up, no matter what had happened. Rav Shem Shon Farhersh, who I don't believe had ever met the Ralbag or seen the Ralbag, says that's the word ve'ata, with an ayin. Now. Now we need to go and look at this. It was all from God. It was all meant to be. Or I'll say it in the way Rav Hirsch would say it. Forgetting about what happened and why it happened and how it happened. Now, this is really going to work out well for you and for us. And let's take advantage of that opportunity. And the Ralbag in his Toilot, where he tries to talk about what we can take from the Parsha, says there are sometimes in life we look for forgiveness. There are sometimes in life we ask for forgiveness. And there are sometimes when real, meaningful forgiveness is realistic and doable. But there are other times in life, there are other types of hurt. There are other types of pain where I realistically, I can't expect forgiveness, and it won't get anywhere. It certainly won't get me anywhere good. It won't be constructive. It won't help me move on. And in those times, says the Ralbag, we need to learn to be like Yosef. Not superhuman forgiveness, but with a realization that yes, I've been hurt by someone. We had a terrible family rift, tear in the family. We haven't spoken for years. My school did something to me. I hold it against them for years. I hold something against orthodoxy, against God, against anyone, anybody. Sometimes in life, says the Ralbag, it's important to know when to be Yosef and to say, I don't know that I can ever forgive you, but I need to move on. I don't know that we can ever forgive in every case. I don't know that every terror attack can be forgiven. But any future requires some way of how do we get beyond this. And the truth is, I have a feeling that this is the way God works with tshuva. You know, I think we have this, I don't know, this Yosef HaTzadik image, that God is like Yosef HaTzadik, that God forgives everybody because he loves us. I actually think that's a little bit Christian. That's grace. And by grace of God, he loves us and never forgives us. But maybe the word kapara, cover over, God atones. God says, I will look the other way because I want you to return. I want to continue and have a relationship with you. I'm willing to do like Yosef and to go ahead and put the past behind us to allow us to move on. Sometimes in life we need to know when to forgive. Sometimes in life we need to know how to move on. And I have a feeling that if all of us would figure out what are the pieces in our lives that we need to work for forgiveness, expect forgiveness, and what are the parts of our life that perhaps all of us would be better moving on, we can perhaps be more like Yosef. Sure. 10-10, everybody in the bedroom drop.